GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road horse or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drives them wild. Yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO. Save all my money and buy a GTO. Turn it on, get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. When I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping saving the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This is a public service announcement from the floor walkers here at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational and Community Radio. Anyway. Okay, did my good deed for the hour. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. This song probably everybody knows. Kind of that kind of, you know, when you get a theme song, when you get a theme show, you kind of have to throw this week's song everybody knows out the window. I'm still going to have one. But GTO, I mean, he ain't paying attention if you don't know that song and you listen to this type of music, or at least listen to this show. Ronnie and the Daytonas and GTO, 1964 on the Mala label. Well, that Montrose, Ronnie Montrose and band. Sammy Hagar on vocals, and Bad Motor Scooter from the self-titled LP. Came out in 1973 on Warner Brothers. And I forgot to mention when I played Under My Wheels by Alice Cooper, Rick Derringer was on guitar there. Yes. Anyway, for that, a local band from 1963, the Revelers, did Patch. I don't know what it had. You know, Patch, it could be, you know, they did surfing instrumentals, and it could have meant something like that, but half acre patch, like laying down a patch. Putting that, you know, like we used to do in high school parking lot, lay down a little bit of bleach in front of your rear wheels and bleach out. Anyway, patch, 1963 on a local G Clef label. High School Sweethearts kicked off this last set of the first hour from the compilation Co-Ed Rock and Roll Rumble. Came out in 2004 on Carbon 14, and Chicks Dig High Powered Car Stereos. Yes. As promised, coming up in this hour, this week's song that everybody knows, and more songs about wheels, 2, 4, and 18 type. These are the Desperate Hours.
something you know I love.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Look and listen, and always use your head. Look at the signal, is it green or red? First you stop, then you look, then you listen hard. You can make just any street as safe as your backyard. Stop, look and listen, your eyes will tell your feet when you can safely walk across the street. First you stop, you listen hard. You can make just any street as safe as your backyard. Stop, look, and listen.
You're singing as you're rolling along, just like Hank Snow, they're moving on. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. I'm leaving out of Memphis, going to Nashville 3. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open. Truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing the twist. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. King of the open road. The big town of Detroit is the end of my run. That's where I'll drop my load and I'll have me some fun. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll. So roll, big wheels roll.
hear the roar of a cutout exhaust. Bug over, you'll find that you have blown your mind. Get off the road. Get off the road. We know a man is made out of clay. Be shooting clay pigeons today. Get off the road before we have crossed. Or you'll like to get your rear end tossed. Gonna be uptight, we're riding here tonight. Get off the road. Get off the road.
Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
7:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. A little bit all over the map. I know sometimes when I used to host Coffee and Smoke, some people who had just discovered garage, usually this happens when somebody just discovers a genre, they'll get upset because the show's all over the map. And I say, you know, get your own show. And this one was definitely all over the map. British Lion Orchestra with the theme from Girl on a Motorcycle. And I can't remember if it was Francoise Hardy or one of those yay chicks that was starred in it. I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't even French. It wasn't even French. I don't know. But anyway, Girl on a Motorcycle, British Lion Orchestra, came out on the Tetra Gamatron label in 1968. Well, that's the She Devils, and probably the best copy of Get Off the Road you're ever going to hear. You know, and that's pushing it, but, you know, it's a stretch, actually. But, it's not saying much. From the Wild, Wild World of Mondo Movies music. Came out in 1990 on Ace. She Devils on Wheels, and it came out in 66, 65. Red Solvine before that. And King of the Open Road. From the compilation Diesel Smoke and Dangerous Curves. Came out in 1963 on Starday. That was not actually released as a single until a couple of years later on Starday. Well, they had Jiminy Cricket with a timely PSA from 1960. And then before that, The Ides of March with this week's song that everybody knows, although there's ton of songs I played that everybody knows. Vehicle came out in 1970 on Warner Brothers, and I didn't mean to play the track to open the set of the first set of the second hour, but hey, it was good anyway. But I want to play OUI, but I played Ella Gilla from the Preston Wayne 4. Came out on the Themes from Wayne Manor CD. Came out in 2003 on Dino. Got about 35 minutes to go. One more break in between. These are the Desperate Hours. Just a reminder, tomorrow night at Kodo, 90 Washington Street in Salem, Liars, Glider, Pop Gun, and the Knockups. They have commuter rail. I know all late into the night, commuter rail runs. But hey, that's what Uber and Lyft are for. These are the Desperate Hours.
the car that I just bought.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
found a story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drew the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, a federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances, if you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Okay, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next last set of the evening. I'm going to swing right back into it. Just heard Robert Mitchum from the film of the same name, Ballad of Thunder Road. Actually, no, I don't think he sang it in that. It was a single he released in 58. I got off the compilation, Shut Down, came out in 1963 on Capitol. The Modern Lovers, two by them, the first iteration with, John Felice, but Jerry Harrison, Dave Robinson, Ernie Brooks, and Jonathan Richmond, Roadrunner, recorded in 1974, I believe, or 73, and released in 1976 on Berserkly, Roadrunner, and then before that, Dodge Vegematic from the Rock and Roll with the Modern Lovers LP, came out in 1977 on Berserkly. And then before that, we kicked off that short set with the Gants, channeling Bo Diddley and Roadrunner. Came out in 1965 on Liberty. Anyway, I've been digging it. The theme is Wheels, 2, 4, and 18, although I only played that one Red Solvine track with regard to 18 Wheels. I hope you like it anyway. If you don't, get your own show. Let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Evel Knievel is a hell of a guy. He'll ride his cycle into the sky. He'll jump Devil's Canyon 600 feet deep. And if he don't make it, Linda's gone.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart, that expressway, not the best way. At 5 o'clock, it's much too crowded. Love, I got caught in the rush hour. These fellas started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I'd follow the plot. It's much too crowded. We'll be right back.
6 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, let me tell you what I played. Bo Steve Runners, channeling John Paul, George, and Ringo. Drive My Car, originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1966. I got off the compilation, Rare 60s Beat Treasures Volume 2. For that, Paul Revere and the Raiders, shilling Chevelles, the SS-396, 1967 on Columbia Special Products. Before the Dave Dinger plug, radio spot, you heard the Soul Survivors and Expressway to Your Heart, came out in 1967 on Crimson. Hub Reynolds with the Ballad of Evel Knievel, a track released on the Pixie label in 1972, and we kicked it off with the Dogmatics, local favorites, and My Little Sister's Got a Motorbike from the Everybody Does It LP, came out in 1985 on Homestead. Well, I hope you like the show. Now I say that in all sincere, all sincerity. It was fun to do this tonight's theme. If you weren't listening, or kind of, you know, using it to play charades as a background music for charades, what it is it was Wheels, 2, 4, and 18, although I only did one 18-wheeler song. But it was enjoyable. I'm going to be back next week with the same stupid show, same stupid hours. Hope you tune in. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure was mine. Take care.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake.
But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that.